It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scherr. For some of us, the new year is a distant memory. But Washington is home to over 600,000 Asian Americans. They and others celebrating Lunar New Year. Tomorrow is the first day of the new year.
And each year is assigned an animal from the Chinese zodiac. This year it's the year of the horse. Belinda Louie celebrates Lunar New Year. She's vice president of the Asia Pacific Cultural Center in Tacoma. She grew up in Hong Kong, and she told me how the zodiac calendar came to be.
It is folk legend. It's a way that people come about as a system of fortune telling and as a way to assign personality traits to the babies that were born during that year.
And this year, the year of the horse, what does the year of the horse bring?
I think to people, you think about horses. Horses are strong and horses are energetic and horses can run for a long distance. So I think when people are tired, when they want to look for a symbol to adhere to, they may say that this is the year of horse. Yes, I'm tired, but I'm a horse. This is a year of a horse. I have the energy to move forward a little bit more for the long distance.
But there's some subjective elements to it. Why is it up to me to decide?
Well, I think it all comes back to the theory that the zodiac is a system belonging to the folks, because folks can participate in designing something that they can embrace and they can use, you know, to find encouragement in their daily life. So if I'm one of the folks, you know, even in 2014, my interpretation is as good and as personal, as powerful as other people's. And, you know, it is a Chinese zodiac. If other Asian communities would like to take the system, you're welcome. A festive event for the folks. And the symbol, the horse, people decide it and people can use it. I think that is how I think about that.
So that's really interesting when I think about how far we are here in Seattle from countries in Asia. But what you're saying is it's up to individual people and probably individual communities then to decide what the significance of the year is. What is the significance of the year of the horse here in the Pacific Northwest, do you think?
I think if we are at a critical point, and then because we are bouncing back from several years of economic hard time, I think this is a year I can sense that opportunities are there for all of us who are ready with passion and energy to move forward. I think it is very important for the region.
How about for you personally?
For me, it is the same thing. I will face this new year with gratitude and with energy and passion as always.
This year, it's the horse, but of course, the year that you're born also becomes your sign on the Chinese zodiac calendar. What's yours?
Mine? I'm a rooster.
And what can you tell us about roosters?
Rooster? Diligent, you know, and consistent. That's what I think about myself.
All right. Belinda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Belinda Louie, a rooster, also vice president of Tacoma's Asia Pacific Cultural Center. We just were talking about how zodiac signs can be interpreted in many different ways, and we checked in with a few others to hear what the year of the horse means to them.
Skillful and very cheerful, quick in everything, and wise and talented, very showy.
To me, it's an opportunity to improve.
The loyalty and the friendship. And of course, the horse became a symbol for success. Ma dao cheng gong. Ma means horse. Dao is arrive. Cheng gong means success.
Patty Sir O'Connell, Al Cosio, and Madeline Dong telling us what the horse sign means to them. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. Four-star general. This happened during a visit at Seattle Seahawks headquarters. Retired General Pete Chiarelli says during that visit, a member of the Seahawks organization was asked if the Pentagon was really attacked on 9/11. And other conspiracy-minded questions. Was this alleged 9/11 truther A, Seahawks owner Paul Allen, B, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, or C, Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman?
I'm going to go with A.
I'm sorry, no. The correct answer, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll. Jeannie Andel, how'd she do?
Well, Elise answered 2 out of 3 questions correctly, so she wins the KUOW News Quiz.
Congratulations, Elise.
Thanks so much. Go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks. Your photo will go on KUOW's Facebook page.
Go Seahawks. The record is produced by Amina Asadi, Arwin Nix, Jason Pagano, Posey Gruner,
Christine Strike, Hannah Byrne, Andy Hurst, and Kayva Anderson.
Bernard Ouellette is our 12th man. He's also our engineer. I'm Steve Scherr.
Jeannie Yandel, also our 12th man, our executive producer. I'm David Hyde. It's been The Record for Friday, January 31st, 2014.
Support for KUOW comes from Franz Chocolates, celebrating more than 30 years of handcrafting confections in Seattle, now featuring new Valentine's gift assortments at Franz Downtown at First and Union, at University Village, on Old Main Street in Bellevue, and online at franzchocolates.com.
It's 2 o'clock. The latest news from deep beneath Seattle's waterfront in a minute.